Faith, you have God. Okay? God creates X. Why God creates X? I don't know. I don't know why God created it. The why of God is something that in essence we can never know. We discuss it sometimes, our sages discuss it as though we know. But all that means is they're giving us an insight that we're supposed to learn from. But the essence of why, I don't know. So the why remains a question. But now, what did God create? God created X, which we'll say is random then, but we won't use that word. God created something which, in its godly state, is supposed to have the thought-following function of our bad smell, to teach us the things that have bad smell to be godly, because it's used as a... That thing with the bad smell is going to be sacrifice, sacrificial burning. It should grow cheaply in Israel to message Jewish people, you guys, I'm not asking you to go to the Far East and buy me herbs, take the things that grow around you. I'm giving you cheap things to bring you sacrifice, grow in Israel, cheaply. Could be burned, that we could do it. Now, it has many other attributes that are important in the godly nature. But that's the what is the godly nature of this. And that leads to the laws of science, which is going to be that it has this molecular structure which can be burned, it has this it has this molecular structure and these molecules that make it have a bad smell. So, the laws of science, what we see as far as we can derive how. The laws of science are the explanation of how. How does it work that this can be burned? So I will analyze the molecules.
Okay.
That's the how. Science can derive everything. How does a person live? How does a person die? How does the blood flow? How does oxygen go? How does our nervous system work? You can understand everything as far as how it works. But what is the cause of its working this way? That's not the why God created it this way. That's what did God create?
I get my guess. So let me give an example.
I just want to conclude. That's what the Ram is calling the essence of the object. Essence is what God wanted to create. But we still don't know why.
Okay, so let me give you an example and tell me if this example is proper. So if you take alcohol. If you look at alcohol, it's a rod. It's got polar end, it's got a non-polar end, it can dissolve things, it can do all this stuff. So the deeper thing would be to say, wow, God wanted to create something in this world that it dissolves things. Ooh, or whatever. You can know some sort of spiritual insight. Then why did God want something that dissolves things out of the earth? The final thing is that it has the polar and the non-polar and then it dissolves. Then you will deep say, God must have wanted something that, you know, can evaporate quickly.
No, so that not. His point is that the derivatives that we see come from a deeper reason.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not that I look at all the functions and say that's what God must have wanted.
I'm giving an example. I'm giving a gross example.
But the reason has to be a different reason. These are derivatives. When you take the derivatives and you're saying they're the reason, they're not the reason.
That's not what I mean. The point is that you see that it has this property, whatever, according to science, that has this. Then you say, God must have wanted something that, blah.
That had these derivatives, but what is the essence of that thing?
I mean, God must have wanted something in the world that does something for some reason. And the reason that, I don't know.
Right, but I don't even know what it is that God created. Because if I understood what it is in its essence, in its godly essence, then I'd understand why all these are derivatives. God wanted something that has these derivatives.
Okay, so the third one we can know is science. The second one we need metaphysics. And
the third one we can't know. Right, but metaphysics that God gives us, that we have on tradition. But that's the what. What is this? When I look at frankincense, I see something that has a bad smell. I see the derivatives. I analyze it scientifically, I understand how those derivatives work. But I still don't understand what is it.
Yeah. Well, I think in this case, it seems like there's going to be a same thing. As you see, it has a bad smell. It burns. And then if you could get a deeper view, which maybe you can, that you can't, or you can't, whenever you see, it has a bad smell because God wanted it, in the sacrificial offering.
That I still don't know what God created here. Because if I understood what it was in its essence, I would understand why these are derivatives of that. Which I don't.
We could survive the second one.
The second one we could only get if God gives it to us, if we have it on tradition.
Okay.
I can't derive it. No.
Sorry, not derive, but...
I can verify what. What is it? How it works.
Also then necessarily saying, for example, that we have on tradition that frankincense smells bad and teaches us more or less about the sinner's...
That doesn't tell me what it is yet.
But he seems necessarily saying that that has to be something from tradition, for example. And who says that's from tradition? That more or less, maybe that's...
That's a different point. You're breaking up the example too much. What he's saying is there's a godly essence to things, and that godly essence causes them to have natural rules. But we've gone way over.